Hello. Welcome back. Sorry I missed a month there. And this month is probably not going to be terribly exciting. Hold on, I need to adjust. All right. I'm trying to figure things out in terms of this podcast is one of them. I think you've heard me say a lot recently, I don't know where I'm going with this. And I almost stopped. But it just took Eric, my friend Eric Canetti, and I spoke, and he thought I should keep going, and I didn't disagree. What I had to do is figure out why I was going to keep it going, what I was looking for out of this. But I'm trying to figure out a lot of things in life. I'm trying to figure out how to make it through this tattoo apprenticeship in terms of time and maintaining deadlines on comics. How to still have time to be present as a father and a husband. How to stay healthy. Just a lot of stuff. And it's not impossible. And it's just like a little difficult. So I'm trying to figure a lot out. So this is one of them. And I just, if I look at this, I look at what I've done and what this is. I created this podcast at a time where I was struggling a lot. I was working too much, although I could say that now. I was in a teaching job that I was enjoying less and less, not because I don't enjoy teaching, that I do. It was the bureaucratic nature of SCAD that was getting very difficult for me to handle, and just kind of realizing you mean very little to the institution. And that's probably a good realization to have in life. It's clarity to realize that ultimately you're just a warm body filling a position, and the really good employees have very little difference than the not so great ones. I mean, there are a few people you work for above you that truly do appreciate you, but above them, when we get to the top, the evil head of the corporations, and I'm sure this is probably the same in any field in corporate America right now, it just doesn't matter. You're just a number. At least that's how I felt. So I wasn't enjoying that. And also I was frustrated, bitter, and probably angry that life hadn't gone the way I had planned, which was another silly thing I tended to do. But my career was going good, but it wasn't going great, and I was having a lot of trouble trying to get it better. And it's going better now, sure, but I don't care as much. That doesn't mean as much to me. And then I was just wrestling with a lot of anxiety back then when I started this. Anger, depression, just a lot of stuff. And when I look at it, I need to figure out what was causing all of it. And I think it was, I've developed a lot of mental strength since then, which has helped me out. I've had some very special people in my life help me with that. And yoga's helped me with that. But also, I think it was just having three people that relied entirely on me that overwhelmed me. And I'm not doing well financially now, but I wasn't back then either. But just constantly worrying about it. It was just a lot, and I was just not handling it well, and I think I created this as a means to try and figure some stuff out and solve all of those issues, and I realized I was probably looking externally to solve these issues, but I needed to do work internally, so that's where I am, and I've done a lot of work internally, and I'll continue to do so, but I'm in a better place. In almost every way. And it's not that much has changed. It's more that I've changed. Yeah, it's more that I've changed. Yeah. So I hit a point in this where I didn't know what I was so used to coming to this to just vomit emotion. And then on my intros and then the interviews, they were kind of very focused on that part of my journey, that difficult part. And now I feel like I'm in a different part where I am just accepting and enjoying where I am, embracing the journey. I think I was very focused on the destination before. So where does that leave this? What am I doing with this? And I think now it's time to focus more on those I interview. To focus more on, I shouldn't say interview, the people I talk to on here. To focus more on the journey of the conversation instead of going in with a destination of mind. Ha! Very Eastern of me. Just to kind of have fun with it and let go and see where it takes me. And also, I see this, looking at this podcast in its entirety, it's kind of a self-portrait. And maybe that's incredibly narcissistic that I do this. But if I look at it, I think it just captures moments and feelings and thoughts in my life, and I've been doing it long enough where there's enough of them where it feels like there's a picture of me there. So if that's kind of what this is and where it's going, then I want to continue that. And now that I'm kind of entering a newer chapter, I just want to kind of follow that journey and ride with that. So I think it's going to get even better. I think the interviews are going to have even more to them, or at least be as good. I think they've been good. So looking forward, like, you know, I'm drawing comic books. I'm working on Mother Panic right now. Learning to tattoo, and, you know, I think both of those things together are going to kind of bring me to a new platform in my life, one which I can look out and see from much better. And I think there's going to be a lot of exciting things going on. I've gone to a few tattoo conferences, one of which I was a speaker at. So I'm just kind of interested in seeing where all this takes me instead of focusing on the destination. Blah, 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 blah. So that's kind of where we're going to go. And I know most everyone that listens to this is coming from the comic book world. But what's happening with me, and I see it on Instagram, is I'm also stepping into the tattoo world. So I'm seeing tattoo artists following me, conversing, getting to know other tattoo artists around the world. And I want to bring that into here. So to my current audience, I don't want to do anything to isolate or lose you, but I don't think that will be the case because these are just artists and they're just as bit as interesting and have stuff to say about art and life and the creative lifestyle as the comic book artists. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do one-on-ones with everyone at Ink and Dagger, which is the tattoo shop where I'm apprenticing under Russ Abbott. And I think, well, my plan is, and Russ is okay with this, I'm going to do the first one with Russ. So I'd like you to come with me on this and get to know this industry as well and these people. There is a difference. Here's the difference, and I think this is going to make it very interesting. If you're coming from this and you're always in like the hip-hop metal or punk rock question, I think all of those movements in music come from a either anti-establishment, non-conformist, do-it-your-way mentality. And if I will say one thing I've really appreciated about the world of tattooing, it's difficult at times, is that there is no corporate identity. You don't have a corporation running any aspect of that industry. Sure, you have different ink companies and different machine companies and different power supply companies and all that, but they're not major corporations. And it's still, from what I've gathered so far, the creator, the tattoo artist, still answers to no one, never has to think. And this is kind of out of control right now. They don't, if a tattoo artist says something on social media, there's no one there to twist it and turn it around, like with what happening with Frank Cho. There's no one there to just turn it into an attack because there's no corporate identity and there's none of that. So I find that very interesting. It's very freeing. It is completely nonconformist in that way. You are in business for yourself 100%. Now, don't get me wrong. I love working for DC Comics and Marvel Comics. I do. I mean, that was my childhood dream, and I'm living it. So I do like that. But how freeing will it be when I'm tattooing to not have to worry about anything happening there? Not that I spend all day worrying about it now, but I can be... I'll be coming from a position of power more so, where I won't need the comic book jobs on the financial aspect the way I need them now. I will want them as much as I want them now. I'll just be able to be a bit more choosy if I want to and make comics the way I want to make them a little more, I think. Maybe. But that's that. So that's where we're going to go into this with 2017. And I'm going to be doing plenty of comic book artists. I've got some really good ones that I'm planning out right now. But I'm just more interested in the artist now than just the comic book artist or people in the comic book industry. So please come with me. I think I'm going to start a Patreon account. I've had a few people, I know I've kind of mentioned this in the past, I've had a few people kind of say I should, fans of this show and a few professionals who've said it, and I'm trying to figure out how to do it and what to do for it. So I think what I might do is, and let me know through Twitter or something, the thoughts on this. What if I were to release episodes a month early through Patreon? I'm just trying to find a way to turn this into something financially, which will allow me, because one of the things I kind of need to do, it's getting harder to record interviews at conventions because I'm getting busier, and like I said, all the artists I know or I'm talking to, everyone's just getting busier. These conventions have become so insane and busy. So I would like to take trips and for like a long weekend to different areas of the country or even the world, and just go on these podcast trips and record, and probably, if I'm tattooing, maybe do guest spots at tattoo shops around that area. But so I need to figure out how to turn this into something that brings me some financial gain to fund those types of trips. So I'm thinking Patreon. So if you were to get an episode a month early, would that be cool? And I think what I'm going to also do is, like, on my phone, I'll record, like, after the conversation's over, I'll record like one question on my phone, a video, so you can see me and the person I'm interviewing. And that would only be on the Patreon. And I'll probably do things like sneak peeks of the projects I'm on, and I'll put like all my thumbnails up on there, maybe some instructional videos, just shit like that. I wonder if that would be something people would pay for. And not a lot. I mean, I don't know. I have to look into Patreon. But what if it was $10 to $15 for a year? Is that something you as my audience would be willing to do? Because what I don't want to... And it will continue to be free. The podcast will come out the first of every month on iTunes or wherever you're getting it. The same as usual. You just... There'll be perks to joining the Patreon, like a month ahead of time, you'll get the episode. So I'll have to bank episodes again, which means I need to have money to support this a little more. But that's what I'm thinking about doing. I'm fucking tired. I don't know what it is. Thanksgiving kicked my ass. I don't know. I'm just rambling at this point. But I'm trying to figure that stuff out. Maybe on the Patreon I'll have, like, you guys can submit a question or something. I don't know. That would require a lot of, ahead of time planning. I don't know. But look, as much as I have complained into this microphone, I am very thankful for all that I have, and it is a lot. And I know, like, when I I would complain about career stuff, people are like, what are you complaining about? You're working for Marvel. And you're right. You're right. But, I was also trying to get somewhere with this, and I wasn't getting anywhere. And maybe that's just, my journey just going different. And maybe I need to learn to listen rather than push with what life has given me. So it's not that I wasn't grateful. I was just having trouble seeing clearly. And you know, just because you're working for Marvel doesn't mean everything's going great. But look, I'm not here to complain. No. I'm just saying I am very grateful for a lot of what I have. And it is a lot. What I have is, I'm grateful for what I have, which is a lot. Again, and that's just something I've been shown, and something I've learned to see. All right, that's enough. I'm just talking in circles. So, this will wrap up the 2016 podcast. I know I missed a month this year, maybe two, I don't know. And then these little fillers I do are really kind of a bullshit episode, I know. But we're going to get past it. I've got a plan. I'm putting it into motion. And let's see how it goes. Thank you for your continued support, your continued listening. And I hope you enjoy where we're going.
I've been waiting for a minute for my lady.
so I can't jeopardize that for one of these hoes. I've been living without limits as far as my business. I'm the only one that's in control. I've been feeling all I given for my children. I will die for those I love. God, I'm willing to make this my mission. Give up the women before I lose half of what I own. I've been thinking about my vision. Pour out my feelings, revealing the layers to my soul. My soul, the layers to my soul. Revealing the layers to my soul.
Wish I would go ahead and fuck my life up. Can't let them get to me. And even though I always fuck my life up, only I can mention it.
See, before I let you go, one last thing I need to let you know. You ain't never seen nothing crazy then. This nigga when he off his Lexapro. Remember that last time in Mexico. Remember that last time the episode. Asking me why the hell I test the code. Four times as to say don't text me, ho. Told you four times don't test me, ho. And we finna lose all self-control. But you ain't finna be raising your voice at me. Especially when we in the Giuseppe store. But I'ma have the last laugh in the end. Cause I'm from a track, I'll check a hoe. Yeah, I'ma have the laugh in the end. Cause I'm from a track, I'll check a hoe. And I
wish I would go ahead and fuck my life up. Can't let them get to me. And even though I always fuck my life up, only I can mention me. Wish I would go ahead and fuck my life up. Can't let them get to me. And even though I always fuck my life up, only I can mention me.